Penguin Random House presents My Brother's Famous Bottom Makes a Splash by Jeremy Strong. Read by Lee Ingleby. Chapter 1. Watch out, Dad's about. My dad's been arrested. He really has. He's always doing daft things and getting into a mess. This time, he was put in a police van and taken to the police station by two policemen, one policewoman and three park keepers. I was nearly put in the van with him. There had been a problem at the park. This is what happened. A few days ago, Dad came home with an extra large cardboard box. It was very long, not very wide, and even thinner. Guess what was inside? A paddleboard. Paddleboards are a bit like surfboards, but you paddle them. Duh, of course. They are awesome. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. Awesome. Want to go? Shouted Cheese. Want to go? Yelled Tomato. They're only 3 years old. I'm 11. They both jumped on the board. Dad stood there, hands on hips, and grinned at all of us. The way he was grinning, he looked rather like a three-year-old himself, with a beard. Isn't it brilliant? Mum watched them with her arms folded across her chest. That's what she does when she can see a problem coming, or even several problems. Ron, do you know how to paddleboard?
Of course. You stand on it and use the paddle. Ta-da! That's why they are called paddleboards. It's a board that you paddle. Ta-da! Ta-da!
Mum took a deep breath.
Even I have managed to work that out, she said stonily. But there's one thing missing. Water. The sea. The board will be floating on water and you will have to stay on the board and not fall off and drown.
I know that, said Dad. Do I look like a numbnut?
No, you don't, agreed Mum.
You just behave like a numbnut, quite often, most of the time, in fact.
Thank you very much, Dad shot back.
You're welcome, said Mum with a smile. I suppose you're planning to take that out on holiday next week.
Exactly. What is more, I shall do lots of practice before we go, so by the time we set off, I shall be an expert.
That board won't fit in the bath, Mum pointed out.
Ha! I shan't practice in the bath. I'm going to take the board down to the park and practice on the pond. Ta-da! Again.
Mum's eyes almost jumped out of her face.
Are you crazy?
Dad drew himself up and tried to look as uncrazy as he possibly could.
No, I am not. I need somewhere to practice and the park pond is safe and quiet.
Mum turned to me.
Nicholas, please tell your father that he can't paddleboard on the park pond. I'm sure it's forbidden. They have rules there, you know.
It's true, Dad, I said. There's a big notice that says, please don't feed bread to the ducks. It's bad for them. And another one that says, no swimming, diving or paddling.
Dad gave us a crafty smile.
Is there a notice that says no paddleboarding?
I shook my head. Mum shook her head. The twins shook their heads.
Good, said Dad. That's where I shall go and practice then.
And he did.
Then he got arrested.
He didn't get arrested straight away. Several things happened first. He put on his wetsuit and took the paddleboard to the park. Do you remember I told you how long a paddleboard is?
He did look a little odd as he plodded down to the park in his wetsuit, mask and snorkel, carrying the board.
I was with him and I can tell you that we got a lot of strange looks from passers-by. When we got to the park, we found several people already there, mostly mothers and small children. They were feeding the ducks, not with bread, obviously. So Dad got his paddleboard and walked to the edge of the lake. He swung the board round to put it onto the water. Unfortunately, as the board whizzed round, it hit a small girl and sent her flying into the pond.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?